This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, everybody. Another Summer Friday. Love Summer Fridays. Especially ones without Malzy. Just kidding. He's off again golfing. Donnie is here. Mark Cabali will be in studio for a whole hour. Later in the program, we have a special guest who will be ranking in our top 25 in the last 25 series. The top 25 Pitt, Penn State, and West Virginia players. All bunched into one, not three separate lists of 25 players. Those three colleges' best players combined. It's an open phone Friday day. It's a Paul Skeens night. All of those things will be talked about. I have a family reunion I'm driving to when the show ends. Donnie, do you guys do a big Chedrick family reunion where like 100 Chedricks get together? Does that happen?
Oh, no. I mean, I couldn't even tell you the last time I saw like the outskirts of my dad's side of the family. I was probably a little kid.
The second and third cousin Chedricks?
Yeah, which actually one of his cousins called into Bucko Talk a few weeks ago.
And you hadn't talked to the guy or seen the guy in years?
No. I knew who he was. Like, I remembered the
moment. What if you lambasted him on the air and you're like, you know what, F off. I never liked your side of the family anyways. Terrible take. Goodbye. Yeah. So I got that going for me after the show today. O'Neal Cruz, I want to start there because the field for the Home Run Derby came out and he's in it and he's only got 16 home runs. And this week on the station, this has been a place for a lot of debate because O'Neal Cruz is not a popular player here. He's not someone that fans will, I think, tune in Monday night to root for or root on. It's not like last year in the All-Star game, all of Pittsburgh wanted to watch our guy Paul Skeens face Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in the All-Star game. And so I'm going to say something to start here. I'm going to put an opinion out there. And I want to know if Pirates fans agree with this or disagree with this. I want to know if Pirates fans think that this is like a hater opinion or you're not a true fan for feeling this way, one of those takes. I don't want O'Neal Cruz to win the Home Run Derby. I don't want him to have this moment. I'm not pulling for him. He's not someone I want to see get the $1 million payday and get the accolades of winning baseball's annual slugfest. The other guys who have been in this event for the Pirates, I legitimately, since I've been in Pittsburgh in 2010, wanted to see them represent the Pirates well on a national stage and hit tater after tater after tater, like tons of home runs. Josh Bell, Malzy and I don't know if you knew this, Donnie, we did a show in Cleveland for him in the Home Run Derby. We got sent there for that day. We were at a brewery near Progressive Field, and we had Josh Bell's personal hitting coach and his dad, and Josh called in. Kevin Young called in. Like, we did a four-hour show getting hyped for him in the Home Run Derby because he was red hot at the end of that first half.
And then did you go to the actual derby?
No, I drove home immediately after the show. Do you think Chris stayed?
No, absolutely
of course not. So that I was really jazzed up for when McCutchen and Pedro Alvarez were in the derbies. Pirates were having a great year in 2013. Pedro was going back to New York where he grew up. I wanted to see him win it. I don't feel that way about Cruz. He's hitting 204. He's got a lower WAR than Caleb Ferguson. It's not all his fault. I want the Pirates to have more players as talented as Cruz. But when you compare the talent to the production, he's one of the most disappointing players in Major League Baseball. He has the talent to be, I think, one of the best players in the entire sport. He should be the Pirates' best hitter right now. Not a 38-year-old Andrew McCutchen who's hitting 55 batting average points better and has a better on-base percentage, doesn't have a better slugging because O'Neill Cruz hits the ball harder and farther when he makes contact, but the dude's 26 years old now. He's not a baby anymore. He's not a baseball puppy. The Pirates are regressing this year in part because they don't have enough good players. They don't have enough good hitters. But he's not the... Jack Sorensic used to use this term all the time, the former Pirate scouting director who did pre- and post-game shows on our station for a while. He's not an aircraft carrier player. He's not Dave Parker. He's not Willie Stargell. He's not Barry Bonds. He's not Bobby Bonilla. He's not Andrew McCutchen. He probably has more talent than Andrew McCutchen, but he can't put it together. And I just have a really hard time rooting for an underachiever to win the Home Run Derby, even though he's a Pirate. And I don't think I'm alone in feeling that way, because the last time we talked about O'Neill Cruz, the first guy that called in said he had just as much talent as Cruz, called him a bum, and we had other people saying that they should cut him and get rid of him. So he's not exactly everyone's favorite baseball son here. He's probably closer to persona non grata. He is the... How about this? My friends at FanDuel looked this up for me today. He's the second favorite to win the Home Run Derby, and he's the most bet-on guy to win it. People love this guy to win an event that's a glorified batting practice. So I'd love to get your thoughts here on how you feel about Cruz now that the field is set, now that he's one of the odds-on favorites. I am saying, as a Pirate fan, that I don't want him to win. And I want to know if you agree or disagree with that at 412-928-9370. And how you feel about Cruz at 412-928-9370 in general. And the call that I deem the most interesting or entertaining is going to win two tickets to see Pantera at the Pavilion at Star Lake on July 15th. Are they a band, or when they come on, Donnie, they just go... They don't do that?
No, they're not quite that. I mean, they're a metal band, but they're not like screamo, I can't understand a single word. You've definitely heard a Pantera song over the course of your life.
I like the band that played, that Chris Berman introduced before the 2005 Home Run Derby. This is what a nerd I am. When Jason Bay put up a big goose egg, and they had a band on the field, and Johnny Damon sang in the band, and Mike Piazza played the drums.
Who was it, like the Dropkick Murphys?
It's a song that goes, if you open your eyes and realize...
Oh, I know, yes. I know the song. I can't think of
who does
it.
They're like a Creed knockoff. Your guys. They're one of those bands from the early 2000s with like long hair and like a touch of grunge that used to get after it. Yeah, I wanted Jason Bay to win. Actually, no, did I at that point? Probably not. I wasn't in Pittsburgh yet, but Jason Bay is an unbelievably nice guy, likable player who had won the Rookie of the year before. O'Neal Cruz is in this game because he is a StatCast All-Star. He is not a real All-Star. Someone who works for the Pirates said this to me about Cruz not too long ago, and I think it's the most honest assessment of him as a player. He'd rather be cool than great. So this is a night that's all about cool, so that's probably why he is one of the favorites to win it, because he'll treat this like it's the biggest night of his life. And financially it is, because if he wins it, he gets $1 million. 412-928-9370. So I'm not going to be sitting there with my pillbox Pirates cap on Monday in an O'Neal Cruz jersey on saying, let's go out there and represent Pittsburgh. The guy does extraordinary things, but also gets on my nerves all the time. And for the last month or so, Tommy Pham has been a much better hitter. 412-928-9370. Let's start with Daryl in Houston. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm really confused by your position as to why you are so vehement against him winning. Yeah, he's struggling. We can all agree on that. But to trade him and, hey, this is his, I mean, how many years has he played in the big leagues? Not even two whole years?
I don't know. How many years did Fred Lynn play in the big leagues before he won the MVP? None.
My point being, that has nothing to do with what I'm driving to, Dad. What I'm driving at is
this is one of the most talented players in the league, and he can't figure it out, and it drives me nuts.
Well, but yeah, because he's not being coached and mentored properly. They just don't. They have not been able to, like you just said earlier on in your take, that there was, or somebody said there was a lot of things he got away with, and that's on the coaching staff. That's on the managerial staff. That's on the Pirate organization. He has the tools. He has the talent. He just needs a little time, and he needs some.
So you think it would be a slam dunk if he were a Tampa Bay Ray instead of a Pittsburgh Pirate? He would be an actual all-star and not just a guy who's in the home run derby because he hits it 500 feet.
I would lean on the plus side of that. Absolutely, I would absolutely lean on the plus side of that, because they have shown that they have the ability. The Tampa Bay Rays. Yep. They have the ability to evaluate, to coach, and to mentor and grow.
Sure.
They've shown that ability. The Pirates have shown none of that.
I agree.
I mean, absolutely none of that. So let's give him an opportunity to mature a little bit, get him a little time. And I think a lot of this nonsense is driven by Charrington and his metrics and all his analytics. I think if you got Donnie Kelly, a good general manager that's about baseball and not all this other whiz bang stuff, he would get the best out of O'Neal Cruz. And he would be a five-tool player, which he is. You're talking about trading the five-tool player because
no, I didn't. I didn't say trade him.
Not you.
I didn't say trade him. I just said he is an unbelievably frustrating player, and I do think there has to be some personal accountability here. Yes,
I agree with that.
The Pirates probably have not put him in the best position to succeed, but that doesn't excuse, a ball goes underneath my glove and I don't feel like running back to get it.
Well, because you know why? There's no penalty to that. There's no punitive damage to that in terms of how they treat him. He should have been yanked as soon as he got out. Don't go out in the field and get him. That's a little bit extreme. But as soon as he got in the dugout, hey, your day is over.
Yeah, you don't have to Billy Martin, Reggie Jackson him. I get what you're saying.
So you're
going to tune in Monday night and like treat him like he's Andrew McCutchen and hope he wins it because he's a Pirate.
I hope he hits like 500 balls and wins it.
Yeah,
yes,
that's,
I do.
That's only going to make me more mad because he can't do that on a consistent basis for the Pirates. Vinny's next. Hello, Vinny.
Oh, Boney, how are you today?
I'm always good now that you called, Vin.
I know. I love seeing you down the ballpark. But, Boney, that guy's smoking some serious dope. Because I'm on the opposite.
No,
I'm with you on this. That guy just called you.
Yeah.
He wants to baby this kid? 26 years old. This guy wants to baby him. Where's this guy's responsibility to go out? Pirates put him in a position. They put him on the field. They give him a glove. They put him in the batting order. do your job. He can't, because you know why? Because he doesn't have the mentality of a McCutcheon or a Bonilla, Van Slyke. This guy just thinks the world's given to him, and he's going to take advantage of it. Don Kelly is not a better manager, in my opinion, than Shelty, because I don't see Don Kelly doing anything to correct him.
Yep.
And you're right. Tommy Pham has been a better hitter over the last 6 weeks than O'Neill Cruz has all year.
So it sounds like you agree with me. You're not going to be rooting for him to win the home run derby.
I will. Oh, my gosh. If he wins that home run derby, I'm going to flip out and probably not go to a Pirate game because I don't want to see him.
See, I knew I was tapping into something. This is a very unusual circumstance. The Pirates have a player in one of baseball's most signature events. More people will watch the Home Run Derby than watch the first couple of games of the World Series. The ratings back that up. And the guy that's representing the Pirates in the festivities is not someone that people really like right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Cruz belts one to right and deep and gone. A line drive home run for Cruz. Like it was shot out of a cannon. Cruz with his 14th home run just like that. 4-0 Pirates.
Up to 16 on the year. Still nowhere close to the big dumper Cal Raleigh, who's the favorite to win the home run derby. O'Neill Cruz is second, despite the pedestrian home run total. And the odds makers are saying he's the most bet on guy to win it because the StatCast numbers, Paul Skeens said, no one puts on a show in batting practice like Paul Skeens. Donnie, you know I did AAA baseball. You know it was the best batting practice I ever saw in person? And I saw McCutchen at AAA, Niger Morgan when he was there, Joey Votto with Louisville. He was the Reds AAA guy. Willie Mopeña. Do you remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Reds, Red Sox.
Oh, my God.
He's a big dude.
Just, I want to say something about like the people I worked for in one of these situations, but I don't even after the fact like want to disparage them. Well, I guess I can. One of the teams I worked for was the type where like if a ball got hit out of the ballpark, they wanted you to go get the balls because they wanted the balls to get used again. That kind of penny pinching thing. Yeah.
What if there was somebody out there who happened to catch it? It's theirs at that point.
This ballpark didn't really not have bleachers in it. So you hit a home run over the wall, it was basically just in the woods.
So there was not like a street or like a housing plan or anything?
No. They wanted those balls back.
So they made you go get it?
No, I didn't have to, but like I'm just thinking about Willie Mopeña. There were probably 100 balls that got hit over the wall. I mean, it was incredible. It's the worst translation of batting practice skill that never equated into in-game skill I've ever seen. Because he was like barely a major league hitter, right? I would say.
The guy I can remember, this was in like my prize wheel era, and the Pirates had good teams at that time because it was like the little playoff stretch they had.
The prize
wheel. How long did they have Michael Morse? You remember that guy?
Yeah, of course, from the Nationals and Giants. He was here for a half year.
He probably hit the furthest home run I had ever seen anybody hit
batting
during
practice.
BP. Yeah, now that was, you know, that's just a small sample size in comparison, but he hit one that I remember almost reaching the Jumbotron.
He was a big dude.
He hit it very high up that second set of bleachers.
Large human. I think he's doing broadcasting work now for the Nationals. Anyways, O'Neill Cruz in the home run derby. I said, I'm not really rooting for the guy to win it. Now make me a bad Pirate fan. I can't get behind a guy who's been such an underachiever. He's not Josh Bell. He's not Andrew McCutchen. He's not Pedro Alvarez. These guys that were having great years who I wanted to see on a national stage show out, impress everybody. I feel like that's only going to frustrate me more about Cruz if he does it. And Skeens thinks he'll win it. 412-928-9370. Sean Gentile in a little bit. The Penguins trade Gavin McKenna and the top 25 Penguins of the last 25 years. Here is Owen on the fan. Hello, Owen.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Here's why I think Cruz should be in it, because it'll help his draft stock. And
help his
I want
what?
Him to go. He's gone. I think some of the better teams, if he wins his home run derby, they'll look at his draft stock and be like, oh, if we can, fundamentally like practice him better, he could be like a really better player. And then we could trade him and get more out of him.
You think his trade stock is going to go up if he wins the home run derby?
I think so, yeah.
No way. Come on now. These GMs are not going to think because they already see how hard he hits the ball when he makes contact. I don't think what he does in a – no, it's not. What happens in an exhibition is not going to cause people to want to trade for him. Who's the nerdy dude that wins the slam dunk contest
Mac
every
McClung.
Year?
McClung.
Yeah, no GM after the slam dunk contest every year is like, you know what we need to do? Let's get this dude on the – let's get this guy on the team. You want him to win because you think that's going to raise his trade value. No way. Absolutely not. You want to talk about rolling doobies, which is something I used to do back in the day. That is not happening. That is unbelievably wishful thinking if you want to get him traded out of here for big pieces. Bob in Newcastle is next. Hello, Bob.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Yeah, I think Cruz is going to do very well tonight. I think he bet the house on him, and I'll tell you why. If you watch him night after night after night, there is only one thing wrong with this kid. He doesn't know when to swing and when not to swing. His coaches say
that's a pretty big problem. That's a pretty big issue.
But again, I have a solution to it. There's a guy in the organization. All you got to do is get Kevin Young out of the booth, get him down there and talk to this kid for 1 hour, and I swear this kid will tear up the league. He needs an approach that allows him to swing at elevated strikes plus a ball. The kid's a big kid, so he shouldn't be worrying if the ball's a half a ball in or out. Elevated plus one ball swing, and this kid will be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Go get Kevin Young down to the booth. No, I think they can fix this kid.
So what? Should he show up at AT&T or Sportsnet Pittsburgh too and have McHenry put him through a hitting drill?
Come on now. Kevin Young is a great – if you listen to Kevin Young talk, he knows this stuff.
So does John Wehner. Should he have a consultation with John too? I mean, what are we talking about here? A broadcaster is going to turn a guy into a Hall of Famer?
I believe this kid – all he needs is to get out of this in-between pitches thing and figure out when to swing the bat. And that's why I think he's going to do great tonight, because
it's actually Monday night, but come on now. A broadcaster is going to turn a guy into a Hall of Famer. Another ridiculous comment. Any struggling pitchers we can have Bob Walk talk to? I mean, I respect those guys like crazy, but I don't think an hour conversation is going to take... O'Neill Cruz is hitting 100 against left-handed pitching. Think of the worst hitting pitcher you can possibly imagine. That's what he is against lefties. I don't think 45 minutes with Kevin Young is going to turn him into Bill Madlock here. What are we talking about? Eddie is next. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, those last two callers were totally ridiculous. I don't want O'Neill Cruz to win because I think it'll go to his head, and his head's not on straight as it is, and I think it'll make him a worse player.
That's a great – you know what? I like that point. I think that's another one. He's going to get too big for his britches. He's going to think
Absolutely.
He's a superstar when he's not even close to one. He's hitting for
like
a lower batting average
be-
than Tommy Pham.
Yeah.
He'd rather be cool than great.
Cool. Exactly. That's the final word.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate you. Kurt is
next.
Hello, Kurt.
Totally ridiculous.
Kurt, turn your radio down.
I don't want O'Neill Cruz to win.
Kurt, that's the radio talking back to me. Josiah's next. Hello, Josiah.
Hey, I agree with a lot of some of the things that people have said before.
That Kevin Young is going to turn O'Neill Cruz into a Hall of Famer.
That,
you agree
no,
with that?
No. I don't, not that. Like the stuff that people say about like he would rather be cool than great. I don't agree. Like I was a Cruz apologist really up until like about last month, I would say, because the guy was doing really, really good to start the season. In April, I mean, his OPS was over 900.
Right.
And it's really frustrating to me because you have a guy who's—he has talent. He has the talent to be a 40-40, if not 40-70
yeah,
player.
I agree, and you're right about that, but we can't get— as far as like months or two-month stretches go, Zach Duke looked like he was Tom Glavine his first year. Garrett Jones
right.
came up and hit home runs and looked like he was Babe Ruth. I mean, guys get figured out. The book gets out on guys. It's up to players to adapt and evolve, and this guy just hasn't done it consistently enough. I'm going to put you on hold because I want to give you the Pantera tickets, Josiah. So thank you for that, for calling in. And I'm not rooting for him to win. I think Eddie Spaghetti is the guy's name who called in who said, I think it'll go to his head and make him a worse player. I think that that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Totally possible. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Hockey talk theme. Sean Gentile from The Athletic. There he is. Joining us right now. No Malzi, which is always a good thing. Penguins trade for Matt Dumba. Sean, by the way, Sean Gentile, Pittsburgh's NHL national insider with The Athletic. They trade for Dumba. This would have been great 8 years ago. We have a Stars expert at the station who actually does a Stars podcast who said the Stars were hurt on the blue line in the playoffs and they still made Dumba a healthy scratch.
He hurt his shoulder when he was playing for Minnesota. I think it was during the COVID bubble, maybe.
Yeah.
And he was just never the same. Like, the physicality left, some of the shutdown ability left. And yeah, you can see why Dallas got him, because you thought maybe he could help out on a second power play unit. They thought there might have been a little bit of meat left on the bone, but they found out the hard way, just like Tampa Bay found out something similar right before that. Yeah, he's pretty cooked, man.
Why is he here?
You know why he's here. We've talked about it so many times over the last like six months.
The SS tank?
Tanking, bro. Yeah. Matt Dumba is the definition of a player you roll out there if you're not particularly interested in winning games in 2025. Again, like, he was a really good player for a long time with Minnesota, but the past two teams he's been on, Dallas and, like I said, Tampa before that, they're legit contenders, and they added him because they thought he would bring something, and they found out the hard way that, you know, he didn't. Like, he's a minute muncher, I think, on the right side, which brings up another really interesting question as far as Erik Karlsson's concerned, but just of his own volition and based on his own merit, he's not a guy you throw out there if you're actually all that interested.
Do you put two and two together, and does it make you think that Karlsson is more likely to be traded now?
That was my first thought as soon as I heard that deal was going down, that, you know, I thought there was already a pretty good chance that Karlsson would be headed elsewhere at some point during the summer. And Dumba, you know, showing up again, he's capable of at least playing a lot, right? If you have a hole on the right side of your defense, you know, and you just want some dude who's capable of coming in and playing 20 minutes a night, like, he's your guy, right? And I think it does. Yeah, it definitely opens up that possibility. And I have no particularly insider knowledge on that. But, you know, it's not too hard to add two and two and get four on that one.
Sean, this is all in service of Gavin McKenna, who's now going to play at Penn State. How good is he?
It's like, I wish I knew more about prospects. Like, that's like the one thing that I just outsource and let the experts tell me. And thankfully at The Athletic, I work with two of the best. It's Corey Promin and Scott Wheeler. Both of them love him. Wheeler likes him a lot more. He looks at him as potentially, you know, with superstar potential is the term Wheeler used. Now, you know, is that his ceiling? Yeah, probably. And you can say that about a lot of number one picks. But clearly, man, you watch him play, the speeds are there, the hands are there, the playmaking's there, which is interesting because he played a lot on the wing I mean, he's a super interesting player, right? Like, is he Macklin Celebrini level or Connor Bedard level? I think that's kind of the billion-dollar question at this point, and that's something we're going to get a front-row seat for, honestly, with in-state college. So it is pretty cool. We're going to learn more about him this year for sure, because we see more and more players of his ilk and more prospects like that leaving Canada to play in the NCAA now, because you know there's a lot of people will tell you that that's the best league that isn't the NHL at this point. So that's why it's happening. I think we're going to learn something more about him. But definitely, man, people who are in the know, you know, if not in the Bedard class, he's pretty close to it.
So our hardest of hardcore Penguins fans, Jeff in South Park, ranked the top 25 Penguins of the last 25 years for us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went Sid and Malkin 1-2, obviously. Here's where the list got sketchy, in my opinion. Marc-Andre Fleury 3, Mario Lemieux 4, Chris Letang 5.
Letang's 3.
I agree. Has to be. He's the best defenseman in team history. Mario played chunks of 5 seasons with the Penguins in the 2000s. And Fleury's, you know, probably the greatest goaltender in team history too, but he wasn't the last goalie on the ice in 2 of those 3 Stanley Cup wins.
When we're talking about lists like this, and it's going to sound like I'm slagging Marc-Andre Fleury, and I don't want to do that. I've made that mistake before. Like, this is not what my intention is.
Yep.
When you're making lists like this and you're talking about top 3 of the last 25 years, you have to take in consideration the way he played in the playoffs from 2010 to 2013, let's say 2014. That's when things really went sideways. That's when we saw, you know, Tomas Vokoun come in and steal his job for the playoffs. And I think that, you know, if you really look at his career in totality, I think that pushes him to at least 4 but behind Letang. And then the interesting conversation is Lemieux versus Fleury, at least as far as Jeff's list is concerned.
All right, here's 6 through 10. Kunitz 6, Stahl 7, Gensel 8, Kessel 9, Gonchar 10.
I think Stahl is too high. And I don't want to, again, I love Jeff from South Park, legendary caller. I love listening to him talk to you guys. But Stahl is high. He wasn't here long enough.
I agree.
I think Gensel's
too low, man.
I agree with that, man. I agree. And I've always been not a Gensel apologist, because he doesn't need anybody to make apologies for him. But I seeing how he's played in Tampa in Carolina after the deadline last year, couldn't be less surprised by that. He's fantastic. And I think there were always too many people that looked at him as a little bit of a Crosby creation. And I think what we've seen over the last year and a half is that that's not even close. That dude is just he's a great, great hockey player. And they're stuck on 2 cups without him at the absolute max. The second leg of the back-to-back against Nashville, it doesn't happen without him in the mix.
I'll give you a few more names where I throw out a name and just you blindly tell me where you think ballpark you would rank him in the top 25. Mm-hmm. Matt Murray.
13.
Jeff had him 12. Jaromír Jágr.
Oh, man.
He only got traded 2 years.
I think today's the anniversary of that trade. I saw Jesse Marshall post about that.
Yeah.
A dark day for me when I was 14 years old.
Where would you put 2 years of Jágr?
They were, so the playoff series against the Devils when he came out and won it on one leg.
All-timer.
That was incredible. And that was 2000 or 99?
That was 99 because the Devils won the cup in 2000.
Jaromír Jágr is my favorite hockey player of all time. So I'm not, I'm coming at it from a point of bias, but I don't think you can have him in the top 20 because the last 2 seasons here, but before they shipped him off to Washington, were brutal.
Yes, they were. He was 16th on Jeff's list. I'll give you one more. Where would you put Alexei Kovalev?
Oh, I love Kovalev. I have a Kovalev at 11.
Jeff had him 21st.
Hater.
Criminally low.
Hater.
I agree. He put
anti-Russian bias from Jeff.
He put him 1 spot ahead of Mark Recchi, who played like 2 years here in the 2000s. One of them was like undermining Sid, and the other was a half a season before he got traded to Carolina and won a Stanley Cup there. Brutal job. Sorry, Jeff.
Listen, if we're talking about greatest Penguins soup to nuts, like if we're just going based on careers, like you can.
Yeah,
make
we're
some
not
kind
though.
Argument,
we're just doing what we're they not, did here in the 2000s, exactly. Yeah.
Also, Recchi wasn't here for that long in the early 90s either. So.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have counted anyways. All right, Sean.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Hopefully,
you,
your fireworks fun went better than Najee Harris's.
You want to know what I'm doing right now?
Buying more.
Correct. No, I'm installing a window AC unit, and I am miserable. I bought a new one. It was a bad idea. I almost missed Donnie's text because I was cursing my decision loudly and profanely in my living room.
So. I'm getting ready for a family reunion that I'm going to right after this. Do they do a Gentilly family reunion? You made a noise. I'm guessing they don't.
My dad was one of seven, so every birthday party is like a family reunion. We don't need to expand the scope anymore.
How about your mom's side, Donnie? We did Chedricks. How about your mom's side of the family, Mrs. Football? Do they get together for big shindigs?
Mother Football?
I guess those would be more common, but we didn't have like an actual family reunion anytime after, again, I was like a little kid.
Who's
because my on my Graham's side, my mom's side, her mom, like she had family in Massachusetts.
Whose side of the family is the old lady that used to drink like from the old jug of wine that you could get at the liquor store?
Oh,
for
that was my Bubba. That was my dad's mom.
Yeah. She was a legend.
Oh, is it Carlo Rossi or something with
yes,
the loop?
The old man.
The loop handle? Oh, we love it. We love it.
I lived with her for a couple of summers in college after my parents moved. So it was like Happy Gilmore. She would just have like like little glasses of wine all over the house because she like forgot where the last one was.
And isn't she the lady that loved when the football got stuck in the ground in the Steelers-Dolphins game?
No, so that was my Graham on my mom's side.
Okay.
I remember where I was when that happened. I can visualize the apartment I was in when that went down.
Donnie's lost track because he's probably gone back and watched that game about five times. So he's been at five different points in his life when he's done that.
He's a sicko. I hear the Donnie football recalls of, you know, divisional games against the
his girlfriend
Bengals
walked
in 2002.
On him watching 1996 Steelers Dolphins yesterday, and he said it would have been more embarrassing if she caught me watching porn.
100%. You slammed the laptop door shut like you were on a site that you really wouldn't want to be on.
Yeah. It was right as Tomczak found Ernie Mills for the game winner.
Listen to him.
Yeah. The money shot. That's what we can call that.
Thank you, Sean. We'll talk again soon.
All right, boys.
Sean Gentilly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.